listening to the Business Building Rockstar Sessions with your host, Nicole Holland. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Business Building Rockstar Sessions. Today's episode is a clip from an upcoming Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016 session. I hope to whet your appetite with this and that you'll want to come hang out with us for the live event November 1st to 10th, where I'm bringing together business building rock stars from all over the world to teach about some of their favorite business building strategies and how you can apply them to your own business right away. Let's listen in to today's episode now.
All right. Hey there. Welcome to the second annual Business Building Rockstar Summit. I'm your host, Nicole Holland, and I'm so thrilled to have you joining us for this incredible value-packed 10-day online event where I've brought together top industry leaders who I personally respect and admire to share about some of their favorite business building strategies in order to help you build your business like a rock star. Yan Ilonga is a podcasting strategist who helps entrepreneurs and marketers unlock the power of podcasting to promote their business, grow their email list, and increase sales. He also hosts three podcasts, The 360 Entrepreneur, The Jazz Spotlight, and his newest show, The Podcasters Lab. Yan, thank you so much for being here today.
Nicole, can I give you a virtual high five for putting together this summit? I'm so fired up, and you know, thank you really for what you're doing for the entrepreneurs and for those who want to dive into this fantastic world of entrepreneurship. I want to give you kudos before we do anything else here.
Thank you so much. You're so kind. I so appreciate you as well. And I know that you've done a number of summits, so you know, like, this is an exciting time. It's an exciting event, and the people are going to get so many different opportunities to learn during this event. And so I love the energy that you're bringing. You did your own summit all about podcasting, but today we're going to actually talk about something a little bit different, and that is how you're growing your business through conferencing, so attending online events. And you and I both recently attended a conference in Chicago. And what's really interesting is you live in Finland. So you made that decision to go all the way to Chicago from Finland just for this event. And it's not the only, and it's not the first one you've ever done that for. And that's why I thought you would be the perfect person to share with the audience about how you can really leverage conferences to grow your business. So tell me about what conferencing has done for your personal entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, I mean, I think is a fantastic topic to cover, and it's something everybody should think about, really, regardless of where you are in the world. You know, whether you are in Finland, Australia, the States, Canada, it doesn't really matter, because there are some amazing events happening. And you know, in some cases you are lucky because they happen right at your doorsteps. In some cases they may be on the other side of the world. Now, for me personally, has done like attending conferences, and not only attending conferences, because everybody can attend conferences, but really attending or approaching conferences in a proactive way has done so many things. Has allowed me to get in contact with people who I've been following for quite some time and get to know them. It has allowed me to interview people for podcasts or being interviewed for podcasts. So it has allowed me to build authority. It has allowed me to get new coaching clients. It has allowed me to have conversations with people and spontaneously, in a non-salesy way, some of the products or services that I do are actually a solution to some of the challenges certain people there have. So if I'm having a fantastic time with the person, I'm like, hey, by the way, you said that you are struggling with this, but actually, you know what? I know somebody who can help you, and I'm happy to do that. Or if it's not me, I'm like, actually, you know what? I know, for example, okay, you need help with video. I know the person who could help you. So it has done a variety of things, both for me, myself personally, but also for those who are in my network, because as I just said, I'm not afraid to send somebody in the way of a friend who I know is an expert at a specific thing that I'm not very kind of a ninja at.
Awesome. So let's talk about proactively, because I know that when I went to my first live event, it wasn't a conference. In fact, that where we just were was my first conference in this iteration of my life. You know, I went to conferences years and years ago for when I was in a job, but now for my business, this is the first time. And I am extremely introverted, which you clearly are not.
You think?
But when I went to, before this, I went to a couple of live events that, you know, industry leaders were having where they're teaching, and I feel very awkward and uncomfortable, and like I just kind of hang back normally, and I really didn't understand the power of live events to network and to find those clients and how to say these things like, hey, you've got this problem, I can solve it, or I know somebody can. And so I love that it just comes, it seems to come so naturally to you. Maybe it doesn't come so naturally, but it seems to. And so let's start at the beginning in terms of to proactively leverage conferences or live events. What goes into the planning for it? Like, how do you prepare yourself?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the question really to ask yourself is, what do I want to get out of the conference? And obviously, if you decide to go to conference A over conference B is because you're interested in the topic or there are a few speakers, and that's okay. But you should really look beyond the educational side of a conference. So to get the latest on podcasting or entrepreneurship or whatever, it is great. But there is the power of actually being in the same room with many other like-minded people. So you should think about conferences and ask yourself, okay, obviously, I want to learn, I want to invest in myself, great. But for my branding, for building awareness, first and foremost, for me as a person, as the face of what I do, what should I do? So you said it, I mean, I'm not an introverted person, so I don't have any problem to start a conversation. And I have a background, so my academic background, like I have a bachelor's of science in communication and my master's, my major was media and global communication. So, you know, I really pay attention also to certain things that other people maybe don't. But as a communication expert, the advice I can give you is, first of all, be yourself. So Podcast Movement, where you and I met, for me, it was a lot of fun. Also from this point of view, I was really paying attention at the way people were promoting themselves. And I've gotten people basically shoving their business cards right up my face or trying to push their products or services without even knowing who I was, what I was doing. So the first advice that I give is think about what you would like to do. I assume if you are in business or if you're working on your business, you would like to have people learn more about your business, right? That's great. So you may think, well, okay, so I should just go out and start a conversation with as many people as possible. You couldn't be more wrong. You want to really start to connect with people who you would click with also in your personal life. So as friends, so the first thing you have to do when you're in a place like that is simply start to look around. If you're at a conference by yourself, don't be afraid. There is a group of 3-4 people there, they're having a conversation. Don't be afraid to gently start to enter the conversation. See what they're talking about. And as I said, if you have a product, a service, a book, or anything like that, that, you know, starts to come at the back of your mind. But I really believe that it's something that should come spontaneously. And can I add one thing, Nicole? And, you know, I feel the same way about business cards. For example, for me at Podcast Movement, I met many, many people, but I didn't hand my business cards to every single person I met. Because the first thing I do is I connect with a person on a personal level. And if, you know, with somebody I'm not really clicking, sure, I'm happy to have a conversation, but then that's it. So that's something you should also think about, because at the end of the day, if you do business, even if you have an online business, you're probably going to have some type of interaction. So ideally, you would want to work with somebody who you would enjoy having a cup of coffee with.
So true. And I think too, you bring up the business cards. I love that. And when you said, oh, you will be so wrong. It's like, I've been around people who teach. It's about the numbers. You just have to have more conversations. Just go have these conversations. And it turns my stomach. It was never a fit for me, this style. It's just like, I think it's so important to always think about, yes, what you want, long-term strategy. So, okay, I'm going to this conference and I want to build relationships with people who blank. You know, I want to get to know people who blank. I want people who need blank to get to know me. And so in order to do that, I think it's important to go into a conversation, like you said, without, like, if it comes organically from your mind, cool, but don't go in there to say, I'm going to push my book. I'm going to push my card.
Right.
Something, right? And asking the person questions about them, because that's how they are going to be interested in hearing about you. If you're not asking about them, why do they care about you?
You're right on the money, Nicole. And I think what you just said applies also to booths. So for example, at an event like Podcast Movement, there were different rooms where there were different sessions, and then there was a common area, and there was an area where different companies had booths. And there, in some cases, I did exactly what you just said, Nicole. So I would just be walking by and I would see that the person at the booth was there by himself or herself. And I would simply approach him or her and be, hey, hi, my name, I would say, simply say, hey, my name is Jan. So tell me, what do you guys do? And 99% of the time, what being generally interested in what somebody does results in this. The person spends a couple of minutes talking about what they're doing. That allows you to start to see, okay, this is a person I could maybe collaborate with. On which level, we still have to figure out, but we can see, okay, are we in similar spaces? Are we in two completely different worlds? And then usually what people do after they tell you about themselves, they're like, okay, what about yourself? What do you do? And if you really pay attention and listen, what that question, tell me more about yourself, what that does is it gives you room to obviously answer, but also to spontaneously bring in certain things you do that you mention them because the person you're talking to originally talked about that.
All right, so that was just a short clip from our session during Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016. If you got value from that clip, I hope you'll head on over to bbrsummit.com to sign up for free for your pass to hear the entire session as well as all of the other general sessions to help you build your business like a rockstar. We've got amazing, amazing rockstar speakers, and I know that you're going to get so much value out of it. So again, bbrsummit.com. Head on over, grab your free ticket. Until tomorrow.
You've really blown my mind. You've really blown the lid off of all of my expectations. I knew that anything you would do would have high integrity and lots of great, amazing content. If I know anything about what you bring to the table, I know that this year is going to floor everyone, and I can't wait.
The Business Building Rockstar Summit really became a part of my everyday business, became such an addiction. It was something that I'm using right now and something that I'm seeing results from immediately. I am so excited for BBRS 2016. This year is going to be even bigger, even better, and I know that it's going to make my business explode. I had a whole year to stew about everything that I learned last year, and now I need to learn new tricks, and Nicole's going to give them to me.
I have to say that from the summit, it has given me a level of confidence and that push that I needed to really get started. I was hoping that I would get some strategies to help me to decide which route to take, and I certainly did get that and a lot more. I don't know how you can do any better in 2016, to be perfectly honest. I thought that was fantastic. I've never seen that before in any of the summits that I've invested in the past. This really has been a fantastic experience.
What I was most looking for was something that would kick my business in the butt. I really needed some concrete details. And so, yes, the summit did deliver that, absolutely. There's a lot of things that I got that I wouldn't have done or gotten around to anytime soon if I hadn't participated in the summit.
BBRS 2016 is one of the best, if not the best, place to be in 2016 when you're about building businesses online.